Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lindishmas, Ambi Akushom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Yutches. The Gemara, in the end of Amud Beis, says that Kohen Gadol does not want to do Ibur Hashanah. He's suspicious that maybe he won't do Ibur Hashanah, because then he knows that Yom Kippur will be in the colder season, and it's going to be very cold for him, according to Rashi, to go into the mikvah, according to Tosis, to walk on the floor of Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, my papa, shmamino, shoto bato yarcho ozil. Meaning, the cold of the winter depends on when winter was supposed to be. So if we did Ibur Hashanah, we added a month to the year. So don't think that now the cold of the winter will be postponed by a month. The cold of the winter will be where it was supposed to be before you added the month. And now that you added a month, all that will happen will be that the winter will come a little bit earlier. And the Gemara brings a raya against it from the Shloisha Roya Bakar, that they went and said that the season is not yet the time to be Chodesh Adar. And based on that, they did the Yibur. So you see that the Yibur Shana does depend if it's too cold or too hot. So Tosei asks Rashi, what does it mean? What's the reason we're adding another month to the year? Because of the Tkufa. What does the Tkufa mean? We want to make sure that the seasons will fit. If we don't add a month to the year, the lunar calendar, the lunar cycle, the annual year is shorter than the solar year. So every year, you go back 11 days. So if you do not add a Chodesh Eber, so what will happen is that the months, the Jewish months, will start going backwards every 3 years. They go 1 month backwards. So Tishrei, instead of being in the fall, will be 1 month earlier. And 6 years later, it will be in the middle of the summer. So we add Chodesh Eber, we just align it back to where it's supposed to be. And if Sukkot falls in the fall, so if 3 years after that we have a cycle of the lunar calendar, we have a month and we bring it back to be at the fall. It's supposed to be at the same time. So Tosis answers that there's other reasons why to do Ibur Shana. And yes, if we do the Ibur Shana based on the Tkufa, based on the seasons, so then you're right. Then it won't really change that much the seasons. But if I do it for the other reasons, it may change it. The Rogachover, in his Tzavzaz Panach on the Rambam, Hichos Kiddush HaChodesh, he says it a little different. He says like this. True. Every 3 years, we have to add a month. Because if you don't add a month, so then the Sukkot will fall 1 month earlier. But when do we add the month? Do we add the month before the 3 years happen? Or after the 3 years happen? Meaning, does Sukkot go backwards? Every year goes 10 days backwards. And after 3 years, when it's backwards a full month, I add a month and push it back to where it's supposed to be. Or it's the opposite. What happens is, before the 3 years happen, I had a month. I push it into the winter. And then we have 3 years where it goes backwards, until it reaches where it's supposed to be. And then I add again a month and push it forward again. In other words, is the adding of the month come as a preventative matter in order to not to allow it to go backwards? Or after it goes back three years, then I add a month? So according to the first Tzad, Sukkot will never fall in the winter. Sukkot will be either fall or earlier than that. But according to the second Tzad, the year that you add the month, then it goes really into the winter. But the mice, all these Biurim are a little hard to understand for us. We know that Sukkot can sometimes be in October, sometimes be in November. Depends on Chodesh Eber. So sometimes it's going to be a little colder, and sometimes not. So what is the big chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara says that Kohen Gadol, you see that his intention is, he wants to push the one doesn't really have a Chodesh Eber in order for it not to be cold. You see for me, some days will get cold with Chodesh Eber. The Gemara, that's never possible. What's the chiddush of the Gemara? So if Kiveiga here sends us the Sefer Me'il Tzedoko, Chuvas Me'il Tzedoko Simen Hei, and the same idea is brought down the Chasam Sefer Erechaim Simen Yudalat. And they both say the same concept. We have a Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin Perek Aleph Halacha Beis that says, you know what's so unbelievable in the concept of Ibur Hashanah? Is that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Koyach of the Dayonim to change nature. To what extent? Brings the Yerushalmi. That if you have a girl who is going to turn three years old in the month that's supposed to be Nisan, so if she's turning three and she loses her virginity, the besulim einam chayzrim, once you turn three, the besulim don't come back. But came Bezin decided to add a month to the year, meaning to push Nisa 1 month, her besulim will come back. Meaning, by doing Chodesh Ibur, we're changing nature. And the Gemara brings the Pasuk. Ekra le'lekim elyoin lekeil goymer alai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyokol follows Beis Din. Whatever Beis Din do here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the nature based on that. So say the Me'il Tzedakah and the Chasam Sofer. This was the question, this was the Havamim, this was the discussion on the Gemara. You would think that maybe it all depends on the Ibur. If Rabbanon decided not to do the Ibur Hashanah, so winter will start right after Sukkot. But if Rabbanon decided to do Ibur Hashanah, so then winter will be postponed. See, even though they're adding a month to the year, it won't be cold for another month because nature will change based on the kviyus of Beis Din. So this, the Gemara says, this way the Chasam Sofer says it, that what changes has to do with the dinim, they have to do with Am Yisrael. But it has to do with the seasons of the world, then now we say, Oilom kimin hoger noyeg, the world continues to act normally. And this part of the world does not change based on kviyas of Beis Din, but at least that's what the Gemara had to have mean to say, that maybe it will change. And that's a discussion of our Gemara, throwing the flowing meoid of the Me'il Tzedakah and the Chasam Sofer. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.